Governor Kim Reynolds today suspended fees related to property taxes and halted most home evictions through a series of relaxed regulations aimed at helping Iowans impacted by the coronavirus. Reynolds' office initially announced she was suspending the collection of property taxes as part of her orders, but her office later corrected that and said it was just for penalties and interest on property taxes. Reynolds announced the temporary changes through a state public health emergency declaration that went into effect immediately. It came on the same day that public health officials announced one new case of coronavirus in the state, bringing the total positive cases to 45 in Iowa. Douglas County Health Department officials have confirmed three new cases of the coronavirus in that Nebraska county. Also today, Lancaster County reported its first case. The Douglas County cases are two men in their 40s and a woman in her 30s who traveled to the southeastern U.S., according to a press release sent out today. The three cases are not connected and the people have not been hospitalized. A growing number of retailers have shut down stores in Siouxland in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Kohl's closed all of its 1,100 retail stores nationwide, including its outlet at Lakeport Commons in Sioux City. The shutdown, which began 7 p.m. last night. A day before that, JCPenney temporarily closed all of its stores, including its anchor spot at Southern Hills Mall. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have more updates in the next hour. You can also go to kwit.org.